Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And starting tomorrow night at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork, a night of suspense awaits theater goers as the Edge Center hosts three one-act play thrillers, the classics The Wasp's Nest, The Hitchhiker, and Sorry Wrong Number will all take the stage again starting tomorrow night. And here to tell us a little bit more about this theatrical event is Patty Feld. And Patty directs Sorry Wrong Number. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. Good morning. And how are all of you today?
We're great. Good. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So Agatha Christie's Wasp Nest started as a short story originally. So I was thinking the jump to one act seemed fairly doable, but The Hitchhiker and Sorry Wrong Number were both feature films. What is it like jumping from a long format to the shorter format of a one act play?
The two that you mentioned, mm-hmm. Hitchhiker and Sorry Wrong Number, they both did in fact start as one act.
Oh, they did.
Yes,
okay.
They both started as one act. Sorry Wrong Number was expanded and made into a feature film in the 40s with Barbara Stanwyck. So I still am doing the poetic version as opposed to the long form, and The Hitchhiker. And Sorry Wrong Number both eventually became sort of those 26-minute Twilight Zone for television, but they're about 25 minutes each, and The Wasp's Nest maybe is a little bit longer, but yeah, it's really fun to do shows that are so tight. You have to do all your character development really in a short amount of time, as in a short story.
Right. I was going to ask if you could give a little, without revealing how things end, a little synopsis of each of the stories.
Sure. Well, the first one that's going to be performed is The Hitchhiker. And it and A Sorry Wrong Number are written by Lucille Fletcher. And then The Wasp's Nest is the last one we're going to do in the evening, and that's written by Agatha Christie. So the first one is a radio play, and we are doing it like a radio play. And Ronald Adams is driving across the United States to go to California for a three-month job, and he sees somebody peculiar on the side of the road and thinks nothing of it. But then a few moments later, he's traveling at a very high speed of 45 miles an hour. This is in the 40s, this was written. And he sees him again. And that's as much as I'm going to tell you. So there are five people on stage, the actor who plays Ronald, and then four other actors who play various voices that would be done in a radio studio. And we are staging it like the Edge Radio Network players. Uh-huh. So very, very simple staging. Beautiful lighting, and of course the sound effects are so wonderful. They're integral, you know, in a radio show.
Right.
So you perhaps you've heard that about about radio shows and sound effects. Anyway, Sorry Wrong Number is we're doing a kind of a hybrid radio show and stage play. Poor Mrs. Elbert Stevenson is confined to her fainting couch, and her husband isn't coming home at the regular time, and this is not the day that the maid comes in the evening. And so she's wondering where he is. And then, because it is the 40s, the wires of her telephone get crossed with another pair of wires, and she hears a murder being planned. But she is a good civic citizen and, of course, jumps right away. She doesn't jump. She's confined to her. She's an invalid. So she stays on her couch, but she reaches for her trusty telephone to try to get a hold of who those people were, and is thwarted and then tries to get a hold of the police and is thwarted, and that's all I'm going to tell you. And then the third one, then there's an intermission. Then the third one is the Wasp's Nest, the Agatha Christie. And for that, we are the fiction is that we have moved to the Edge television network, because that's a fully staged little play. It's a fully staged, you know, English Garden little cozy mystery. And it features Hercule Poirot, and he solves the crime, and there's a little twist. He solves the crime before it's committed.
Wow.
Oh, but that's all I'm going to tell you.
It sounds like an awesome night of theater, that's for
really,
sure.
It's fun. It's three different styles. And we say three thrillers at the Edge. The first two are adequately described as thrillers, but the Agatha Christie is really a mystery, but two thrillers and a mystery just didn't have any ring, so we're calling it three thrillers.
Oh, I think it's great. We're talking with Patty Feld. She is directing are you directing just one of the plays?
Yes, I'm directing Sorry Wrong Number.
Right.
I should have said. And Valerie Connor is directing The Hitchhiker, and Valerie Sobrek is directing The Wasp's Nest. And we have a wonderful lighting designer in Heidi Korsted, and our sound person is from Grand Rapids, lest you know that we are quiet and homogenous up here. Greg Johnson is doing just these wonderful sound effects for us.
Awesome.
Amazing.
So these plays will be taking place at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork, opening tomorrow night.
Correct.
And Patty, you were fairly instrumental in making the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork become a reality. And I just was wondering if you could talk about why it was so important for you to make sure that people in rural, remote areas had access to these arts experiences.
You got 20 minutes? boy, I bet anybody listening could tell you. We deserve every kind of wonderfully done human endeavor that anybody else deserves, period, the end.
Mm-hmm.
We should, and we are able to go to good movies. We are able to get books at the library. We are able to watch all the things on television that are any good. We are, and we have a wonderful radio station that enlightens us. There is no reason us and our kids shouldn't be able to participate in the arts, that is, make our own theater, make our own music, make our own dance concerts to perform in, as well as see what the rest of the world has. And especially if you have, a beautiful theater, a place where the arts are honored, you know, not just the gymnasium floor or the church basement, but a real place that is set just for the arts. It puts a frame around it. It underlines it. It makes it a beautiful place to do what is meant to be done there. So we get, and especially since the Legacy Amendment, we have been getting the very best of all the touring shows from the outside. Very, very elaborate things. Oh, and we have such a wonderful summer and fall and winter season that when you come to the three plays, you can keep your program, and it'll have all the Edge Center gallery and theater season in it for the rest of the year. And absent some of our most recent and prolific advertisers, we are now trying to let everybody know that we've got to go to print material and radio to let everybody know what's going to come to the Edge Center.
Yeah. Well, have an awesome opening night tomorrow night, and I hope lots of people go to Big Fork and check these plays out, because I think it sounds like a great time.
Great. I think we're going to have a very nice time with it, and it's going to be good entertainment for people.
Yeah. Thanks, Patty. Break a leg.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for calling me. and letting me have this opportunity with your listeners.
Tickets for the one-act triple play thriller event are available at edgecenterarts.org and at the Timber Rose or at the door at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork.